Welcome to The Rhythm Room, the podcast for all things music. I'm your host, JD Herring. This is episode one, Why Music? I think it's safe to say that we've all listened to a song or two in our lives. Whether you're the occasional music enjoyer or a music fanatic, music affects all of our lives in one way or another. But why music? Why make music? That's what I want to know. What drives someone to make music? But first, let's start at the beginning. Music can be traced all the way back to the start of mankind, and is even thought to have had an impact on our evolution. Early humans would use music for communication and expression. The earliest known record of a written melody dates back to the 14th century BC. Music has great social impacts, and can help humans create bonds with one another. Perhaps the social aspects of music are why we like to listen to and create it. Now let's fast forward quite a bit, all the way to the 1970s, and we'll look at a more modern example of a young boy whose early interest in music led to his masterful career. His name is Reginald Dwight, but you may know him better as Elton John. Elton began playing the piano at a very young age. He would perform songs at his family gatherings, and at the age of 7, he would begin piano lessons. At age 11, he won a junior scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music in the UK. Elton grew up listening to artists such as Jerry Lee Lewis, and it inspired him to want to pursue a music path and create songs that fused the sounds of early rock with the new R&B-based 70s pop. He started out as a pianist in a pub, often playing songs by Jim Reeves and Ray Charles, popular artists at the time. In 1962, he formed a band with friends called Bluesology, but by 1970, he decided to fly solo, releasing his first album, Elton John. The album boasted a hit titled Your Song. It rose to number 8 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1971. Going to today, he is known for being one of the greatest and most accomplished pianists of all time. He has received many awards for his music and composition. His intense passion for music has led to his incredible career. This is just one example out of many of how one could gain an interest in music creation. I wanted to get another example of what can inspire someone to make music. To get another take on this topic, I decided to interview a student in my class who likes to create music on the side. So, hello, what's your name?
I'm Keaton Bays.
Nice to meet you, Keaton. Now, I've heard you like to create music, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, I've got some questions for you related to your music, if you'd like to answer them.
Sure.
Great, all right. So first off, what software do you use to make your music?
Personally, I use a program called FL Studio 21, and it's a very good program.
That's good. Is your music influenced or inspired by any specific music styles?
I like funk and, I don't know, I like hip-hop. I like a lot of things. I've been very inspired by some video game soundtracks and movie soundtracks. But yeah, there's a lot of inspiration when it comes to making music, and I just blend it all together to make my own thing.
So why do you like to make music?
It's very, nice to be able to put your ideas down on paper, I guess. Not really paper, but it's also just rewarding. Like, once you make something, when you listen back to it, it's very rewarding to hear what you made and be proud of it. And yeah, I get to share it online.
Would it be okay if I use one of your songs in the podcast?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, just wanted to know. Thank you for your time and letting me interview you, Keaton.
Yeah, no problem.
As mentioned in the interview, music can be a beautiful way to express yourself. Through all the sounds in your songs, it can express your interests and give the listeners an idea on who you are. Every song is different, and there's always a purpose to a song, even if it may seem random. Remember, anyone can make music. All it takes is passion and practice. I'm JD Herring, and join me next time in the Rhythm Room for more about music.